Kids Peace does placement for therapeutic foster children. We recruit families to place mainly teenagers into homes to help them overcome any emotional difficulties that they have. So, and Kids Peace has been around for 131 years doing residential and foster care in a number of states.
When you say therapeutic, are the kids that are helped disabled, or is that,
emotionally?
Gotcha.
Emotionally, they have a diagnosis, ADHD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. They have to have a diagnosis to be considered therapeutic. And so, and you know, kids are traumatized being taken from their own families. And so we try to help them overcome those difficulties.
Is it harder to place teenagers than it is younger children?
For some reason, yes. And I don't ask me why, but it is harder. Teenagers have a bad rap, and so it's really difficult for us to find families who are willing to take them into their homes.
How many families or how many folks are helped in the Baltimore area?
Well, roughly, I would say we have maybe 25 homes in Baltimore City and County, but then we have homes in all the other counties as well.
Kids Peace has the support of Buck and Angela Showalter, and it's really Angela, as Buck has told me in the past, that she was the one who picked the charity. How important is their support?
It has been tremendous. We have appreciated what they've done. I can't say enough about how much they have helped Kids Peace get on the map, and really they have been tremendous in their support for us.
Okay. Anything else you want to add? Anything I'm forgetting to ask?
Well, no, but just I would like to reach out to people who are interested in becoming foster parents, particularly for teenagers. That's the population that we need to place most.
And Nadine, is it strictly two-parent families you're looking for, or do you have single parents who...
We have a lot of single-parent families. Of course, two-parent families, you know how that is. We would appreciate two-parent families, but for the most part, we've mainly had one-parent homes, but two-parent, one-parent, we would appreciate anyone.
I'm also curious, is it harder to place boys or girls?
Well, with teenagers, boys, I would imagine, are the hardest to place. Mainly because boys are taller, they're heavier, you know, so it's...
Sloppier, it's, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, yeah, so trying to place an older male teen in a single... female family is really difficult.
All right, Nadine, thank you very much.